All right. Good evening. yeah, it's definitely nervous coming up here. You know, I preached in the chapel, but with y'all, it's a little bit more nerve-wracking, you know. when we were doing the Brain Bowl competition, the Brain Bowl practice, there was this kid, Daniel. He came up and he played piano. Man, he sounded like Mozart. I wish y'all could hear him. He was good. But then, you know, we had Timmy come up here, and no, I'm just kidding, Timmy. No, Timmy did good, and I mean, he's probably going to do even better now, you know. But, we've been practicing a little bit for this preaching. So, I mean, I've seen what everybody's been doing for the Brain Bowl, and I think we're going to win. All right, we got some good guys. And we got Timmy, too, so, you know, extra advantage. Well, I don't want to keep you guys for too long, you know. It's, about an hour sermon option. But, all right, I'm just going to jump straight into it, all right? Now, God demonstrates his love for us clearly throughout his word, right? You guys would agree. God loves you every second of every day, all right? Do you know how much God loves you? John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. Amen. Now I'll repeat that again. For God so loved the world. All right? One more time. For God so loved the world. He loved us so much that he gave us his only Son. Jesus hung on that cross. Why? Because God so loved the world. Jesus was spit on and beaten and whipped and mocked. But why? Because God so loved the world. Okay. Alright, sorry. God could have stopped at any time. He could have started a new world. Could have wiped everyone off the map, right? Could have reformed our universe, right? But he didn't. Because God so loved the world. He knows that we have a sin nature, and he promised us a Savior. He gave us a cure to our sin in the form of his Son, Jesus Christ. But why? Because God so loved the world. Now, when this verse is talking about the world, it doesn't just mean, you know, it doesn't just like mean, you know, you or me. It means the same Pharisees that put him on trial, that accuse an innocent man of being guilty. The same Pharisees that hung Jesus on a cross instead of a thief. It means the same Romans, the same Roman soldiers who beat him and mocked him and pierced his side. But why? Because God so loved the world. He loves you and he loves me so much that he gave his only Son to die. Yes. It's kind of hard to sin when you remember that, right? When you're tempted and you remember that God loved you so much that he gave you his only Son to die for your sins and for my sins. When you remember that our Lord came down from infinite glory to, you know, this dust ball we call earth, just so that he could live for about, you know, more than 30 years and die like a lamb at a slaughter. He died by the same people he came to save. And why? Because God so loved the world. Isaiah 53, 4 through 6, if you all want to turn to your Bibles real quick. I'm going to go ahead and read. Surely he hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But he was wounded for our transgressions, he was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. All we like sheep have gone astray, we have turned everyone to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him the iniquity of us all. But why was sin laid on our account? Why did he take our bruises, our chastisement, and our stripes? Because God so loved the world. And he loves you. He loves you so much that he let himself be hung on a cross so that you and I can join him in heaven. He loved us enough to pay for our sins and let us live with him. You know, the Bible says that our righteousness is as filthy rags. And the word filthy in there refers to a leper. You know, they have a bandage around them. And, you know, the thing is that when they take that bandage off, you know, it's not just dirty. Like, you know, it doesn't just have some mud or some clay or something on it. No, it has, you know, pus, you know, disgusting, you know, probably flesh hanging off of it. There's, you know, it's disgusting. And that's what the Bible says that our goodness is. You know, we can't be good enough to get to heaven. You know, we present that to God. We present rags that are, you know, it's probably horrid. Just, they stink, right? They're just filthy. And we're going to present that to the creator of our universe. You know, it doesn't work. That's why God sent his son to die, to pay for our sins, so that these rags we have, he could clean them, and he could make them perfect and presentable to God. But why? Because God so loved the world. Romans 6:23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Because the price of our sin is death, God paid for our sin with his own blood. But why? You know, can you all shout it out? Why did he do that? Because God so loved the world. Romans 5:12, but God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. God wants to save you, and he offers his salvation for free. Okay, he has paid the price, so you don't have to. And all you have to do is ask him for that forgiveness. All you have to do is say, Lord, I'm a sinner. I've done wrong. Lord, I want to be saved. I don't want to go to hell, Lord. I want to be with you. Just come into my heart, Lord. Save me. Romans 10:9-11 says that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. For the scripture saith, whosoever believeth on him shall not be ashamed. If you have not given your life to Christ and haven't asked him to save you, just remember that God loves you. And his salvation is a free gift that he wants you to take. It's like you have a pile of gold bars in front of you, you know. All you have to do is ask, except the thing is, this gift is much greater than any gold you could have on this earth, okay? This is eternity. It's eternity with God. And he gives it to us freely if only we ask him. But you know why he gives it to us freely? Because God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. If you haven't accepted Christ into your heart, ask him for that forgiveness. Have that security. Because God loves you and he wants you to be with him. And it's a free gift, all right? Can you guys bow your heads to prayer? Lord, thank you for this day. Just move your spirit over this crowd, Lord. Just help, you know, Timmy with his sermon to, you know, just help him speak clearly. I know he's good, Lord, but just help him with that, Lord. Just help us to have a great rest of our night. Amen.